God bless you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And glad to have my husband home. It's, every day he was away, I would send him a song. So every morning he'd have a song to wake up to. And I found this song. I actually put it on the South Carolina chat, but it was Grateful Every Day by Daniel Stay. And yeah, it has a bit of a reggae beat, but the words are absolutely brilliant. And you know, when Lawrence was sharing about say what you want, not what you see, this song really contributes to that. When I was listening to it before I sent it to him, you know, it's very positive. You know, he wakes up and he's thankful for the day. He's thankful for who he is. That he is comfortable in his own skin and all this, and that he's, you know, what we say we will get, just like if you have the rain, then the sun follows. And it is just beautiful. It talks about grace. It talks about peace. And it really, every morning I listen to that now and it just fires me up and it blesses my heart so much because, you know, my first words when I wake up is that I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the day. And then as the day goes on and I do my prayers, and Lawrence calls it my shrine wall with all the kids and the grandchildren, and I pray for them all. I can see them. I can focus on them. And then today I got so blessed because Leanne, there's been a few things going on at Vinny's school. And basically he only had 21 children in his class, which is pretty good. And they had 3 classes in his year. But a few children are leaving because they're moving out of the area. And so they've decided to push them all into 2 classes. There we go. And so they're pushing them into 2 classes. Well, you know, this shook a lot of people and upset a lot of people. And I said to Leanne, you know, Leanne, I pray every day for these kids. I said, so God knew this was going to happen even before you did. And that you have to remember that God hears our prayers. So I believe no matter what you're going to say to me right now, I believe that God will put him where he needs to be. For him to flourish, for him to grow, because that's what God does. So anyway, she sat there and she listened. And I've just and then I told her that I prayed for Bonnie, because Bonnie had a little bit of an upset tummy. And I prayed that everything would be okay and that she didn't need to worry. You know, that all things are possible with God, even if it comes to our kids, our animals. And she's put, I don't think you'll be able to see it, but right at the bottom, she says, praise God. So, see, we can all have an impact on people. And it's like, I love my kids emphatically. I'll go to the ends of the earth. Becky Jancy was up today and she was saying, like, if she went to town, she used to laugh because she'd ring her mum and her mum would say, oh no, you make your own way home. But she remembers me. Like if Danny had called me or Leanne had called me, that I'd wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, answer the phone and go to drive all the way to town to pick them up and bring them home. But again, those little labors of love, you know, as we do those things, God really does bless us openly. It's not that we are doing it to get, because there was nothing for me to get. You know, except that I knew my kids were safe. I didn't have to worry. God took care of them. Even through the stages of Danny's teenage years and then going into his 20s, you know, we got to the decision that 18 out of our hands, right? Carl, Leanne, Danny, they were grown adults. So what could we do? The only thing we could do was to give them into God's hands and allow God to work in the situation. And we've looked back, we've all sat, we've all looked back over the years. And even Daniel say, you know, Mum, you know, without those prayers, I might not be here. Because see, the power, we have to remember the power with God. It's not that we got to be religious. It's not that we got to live a certain way. It's not that we got to go to church every Sunday. But that we are living unto God. It's that simple. That we love with the love of God. Now, I know you've all had a wonderful meeting in South Carolina. And again, you know, all different walks of life coming together. But the main focus was the relationship that you have with God and that you walk in love. That there is nothing that should be more important than your connection with God first. The love, the relationship, the communication that you have with God. And it will be an example within your walk. We've all done things in the past. We've all can put our hands up. But today is a new day. Or yesterday was a new day. Tomorrow is a new day. And we can live unto the Most High. You know, he doesn't have expectations of us. He won't frown upon us or neglect us if we don't do what he says. And if you can remember those words and that God is not a respecter of persons, that we don't have to be afraid of God, that we can walk and have our being in him. Yes, we might all screw up. Some of us might be perfect. Because when we're in that spirit, we are perfect. There is no sin in the spirit. Because then you're saying that Jesus Christ got sin and God got sin. Because you've got God in Christ in you. There is no sin in that spirit. So staying in communication with God, staying in line with that spirit, speaking in tongues much, you will not sin. Then you won't have to look and say, oh, well, I screwed up today. You know, I felt really bad. No. And we don't have to confess it either. God knows everything. Every minute of your day, God knows what you're going to do. He knows if you're going to walk with him. He knows if you're going to screw up. And I can assure you, he's there putting everything in place so that you don't. Because that's how loving God is. So how much more loving should we be? Like I don't sort of quote it my kids. I live my life. But I always bring God into it. I might have prayed for something or like with Leanne, you know, telling her that she doesn't have to be afraid, right? Whatever will be, but it will always be for the better because we have God on our side. And like for her to even say, well, praise God, Mum, like it has. I've sat, I listened to what you said. I've sat and I've gone through it. And I, even now, she said, my first thought was to go to the negative. And then I got concerned. Then I started crying. Then I was thinking, well, this is all a load. She said, but then I got quiet and I started to think about what you said. Then I started to put things in place and I could see, actually, this was a good thing. And so, see, this is how we live. Right, 39 years. 39 years, June 23rd. I've been with Lawrence and we have prayed for things and we've seen God come through. We don't tell anyone. We've prayed and God's come through. We've been there for one another in sickness and in health. But the glue that's held it all together is first and foremost God and then second the communication. Being able to share your heart. To be able to encourage one another, to be able to stop one another falling into the pitfalls, to, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, even though I'm guardian of the home, he's still head of the house. And I used to say to him, okay, well, we'll go with you, but on your head be it, didn't I? On your head be it, Lawrence. And it always came, turned out for the best. when we had issues, you know, we would give it to God. And okay, now we just let it go. God's got it. God's going to take care of it. And behind all that was that love of God, really the encouraging part, you know, from all the youth we used to have here, by helping to get their school uniforms, to helping their school bags, making sure they had pajamas and dressing gowns and slippers. Nothing was too much trouble for God's kids. And so, you know, we can continue to, and we love them, right? We love them unconditionally. Well, Becky's still here. Dan is still here. They'll tell you. We loved them unconditionally. We'd go round and pick them all up. We'd take them home, drop them off one by one, make sure they got in safe. And that is the love of God, right? The love of God thinks no evil. The love of God is very encouraging. Sometimes it's a bit sharp to the mark, but sometimes we need that, right? I'm quite a hard person when it comes to doing something, right? I have blinkers on. I just want to get it done. Whereas Lawrence, he'll sit back and he'll, what's the word, procrastinate. And by the time he starts Thank to you. Do it, I've done it because I can't wait. I just see it and it needs to be done. So I get moving. And sometimes that can be frustrating because you just want to move. You just want to keep things rolling. But there are times when you just need to sit back and just, you know, just watch what's going on around you, praying for the situations, praying that people really get what we're sharing, that there is a God, a living God, and that nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible with him. And if we're walking in love, we will see it. That spirit that dwells within Lawrence or within me, or with anybody on here, it's the same spirit, able to achieve the same things. It's not that Lawrence has got more than Frank's got. It's not that Danny's got more than Van's got. No. The same measure, and it's down to the measure of faith. Where is your faith? Where is God taking you? Are you free to move and to have your being in him? Or are you entangled with the world and what's going on and how much fear you have? And, oh, I don't think I can do that. Oh, what are your words confessing? Because if they're not confessing faith, then you're not going to achieve your goal. Everything comes down to that one word, faith. And with faith, you truly can move mountains. With faith, you truly can see that power of God. With faith, you will infect people around you because they'll want what you've got. But when we start talking the negatives, when we start gossiping, when we start stabbing one another in the back, that does nothing. And all that really does is glorify the adversary. So let's continue this week walking with great faith, great love, speaking in tongues much, remembering that it's the same spirit in each and every one of us, and that we have the ability to walk just like Jesus Christ did, that we can command in the name of Jesus Christ. We can turn bread We can turn bread, first of all, we'll turn water into wine. We can turn bread into fishes. We can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. And our strength comes from God, no one else. So if you've got a great communication and a great connection to God first, you'll have all those things. You'll have that connection that you can move and have no worries about what's going on around you. You'll know that God is your sufficiency, that he's going to come through for you. you'll know without a shadow of a doubt, no matter what is going on, and you can all probably all know what's going on here in the UK, but it doesn't put fear in my heart. We just pray. In fact, I think it's funny. I'll tell you one. So Labour announced yesterday or the day before that they're doing away with tumble dryers because we need to be in line with Europe. And I thought that was the most hilarious thing I've ever heard. We are one of the wettest countries in the world and he wants to do away with our tumble dryer. So I just looked around and I said, well, my tumble dryer identifies as a cat, so I'm all right. Because we have to respond to things in humour. Because it is quite laughable when you see what's going on. It's just really funny. Like, what else can we do? Sit and worry, sit and cry. Oh, how will I dry my washing? Oh, what is going to happen? No, no. See, greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. And that we just have to laugh things off now. Because I know that God will not allow this country to go into civil war. It just could not and would not happen. And if it does, I know that Christ would have come back and we'll be out of here. So praise God for every little issue in your life. Praise God for all the blessings that he pours upon us on a daily basis. And praise God for calling us as individuals before the beginning of time, because he knew who was going to believe. He knew who was going to be his laborers. He knew who was going to get out there and fight in his corner. And also to bring those that are looking and searching for help, that we have that enablement to stand in front of those people and tell them who they are in Christ. So bless your heart.